This update is being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A Huron County woman is facing a misdemeanor charge of fourth-degree child abuse following an incident on May 13th. During her arraignment, April Rose Kula entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500, 10%, which has already been posted. As a condition of that bond, the court has ordered no contact with the victim or the victim's family, and a prohibition against contact with any children under the age of 16. Ms. Kula will be represented moving forward by court-appointed attorney Kyle O'Mara. The case returns to court on August 20th for a plea cutoff hearing. And the Bad Axe City Council approved funding for infrastructure improvements and routine city expenses during Monday night's regular meeting. Council members unanimously authorized $8,633 replacement of the wastewater treatment plant's Dyler system and approved payment of more than $306,000 in city bills. Residents Chris Willis and Betty McKnight addressed the council during public comment. Council members also encouraged residents to be considerate of neighbors when using fireworks, highlighting progress of the new dog park and pavilion, and welcomed continued work on City Streetscape project and announced the storybook walk as officially been approved. The meeting concluded at 6:40 Monday evening for all agenda items after they were completed. And a local Vietnam veteran is sharing memories from a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C., describing the experience as one of the most meaningful events of his life. Army veteran Bob Haldane, a resident of Caseville, joined fellow veterans on the Michigan Honor Flight, where volunteers coordinated every step of the trip, from airport departures to visits at some of the nation's most significant military memorials. Haldane said one of the most emotional moments came at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where he located the name of a former classmate who was killed in action. He also visited Arlington National Cemetery, witnessing the changing of the guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier, an experience he called unforgettable. The group also toured the National Museum of the U.S. Army, the Pentagon Memorial, Army Aviation Memorial, and a stop that carried significant significance because Haldane served as a helicopter door gunner during Vietnam War. He said the trip was marked by enthusiastic crowds welcoming veterans at airports and memorials throughout the journey, culminating in a standing ovation from hundreds of supporters upon returning home, a reception many Vietnam veterans never received after their military service. Haldane praised the dedication of Michigan Honor Flight volunteers, saying their planning, professionalism, and commitment made the two-day trip a lasting tribute to those who served. The Michigan Honor Flight organization continues its mission of providing veterans with an opportunity to visit the memorials built in their honor while recognizing their service and their sacrifice. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Maurer Electric services most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Maurer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Maurer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call, call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we are back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. Larry Lee Williams of Elkton, age 81, passed away Tuesday, July 7th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Larry was born November the 22nd, 1944. He was a veteran of the United States Air Force and was stationed in Port Austin at the now retired Air Base. While stationed there, he met the love of his life, Victoria Eden, and they were united in marriage on September 23rd, 1967, at St. Edward's Catholic Church in Kendi. Left to cherish his memory are his wife of nearly 59 years, Vicky, their two sons, Chris and Brian, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, his brother, Andy, and his nieces and nephews. A funeral service for Larry will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, July 10th at Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, July the 9th, and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made to the Century Oaks Public Golf Course. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at www.ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Sizzling hot deals are available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the summer savings event, and that means you get the hottest deals on the latest styles for your space. Now is your chance to save up to 30% off accessories, up to 30% off end tables, and up to 25% off store-wide. Ashley has the best selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Plus, when you're in store, remember to shop our summer steals starting at $399. And if you live in an active household, you need to check out the Novella Performance Fabric Collection. It's exclusive to Ashley and is washable, stain resistant, and fade resistant. So whether you've been holding off new furniture due to kids or pets, now you don't have to with Novella Performance Fabric from Ashley. You can also make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley is locally owned and operated and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Washington insiders are signaling that the federal government is heavily considering a strategic delay for its upcoming clean energy transportation mandates. The proposed framework, which aimed to aggressively scale up renewable ethanol blending targets in commercial gasoline, is hitting major pushback from domestic automakers. Car manufacturers are reportedly warning regulators that forcing the 25% blending threshold too quickly could trigger component failures in older engines and stall factory floor transitions. A formal announcement on whether the administration will blink and ease the timeline is expected later this week. And France is tightening its fiscal belt today after economy and finance minister Roland Lescure officially downgraded the country's 2026 economic growth forecast down to just 0.7%. Speaking before a tense meeting of the Public Finance Alert Committee, Lescure cited stalling industrial exports and climbing energy prices as the primary drivers of the slowdown. The announcements have triggered immediate political blowbacks in Paris, with opposition parties demanding a complete overhaul of tax structures. The economic stagnation is complicating government's ability to balance its budget, raising fears of impending public spending cuts to vital social services. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Mauer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Homestorm Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric and Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.